Given to Cast is a podcast dedicated to the fans of Pearl Jam. It is in no way affiliated with the band, their record label, or any other source. The use of this podcast and its contents are to be used for personal use only. Do not distribute this or any materials, as it is unlawful. Given to Cast is not responsible or liable for any wrongdoing by any individual.
Thank you.
Given to Cast.
Hello everyone, it's Mario Aguilar, your host for Given to Cast. It's our 11th episode for the week ending May 5th, 2006. And on this week's episode, we're going to review some of the news that we learned this week. And we're going to play Song of the Week. We're going to go over some of the trivia information for our call-out contest. We're going to also play our rare song. And then we're going to dip into the mailbag and answer a listener's question. And I want to let you guys know, if you stay tuned to the end of the podcast, you will have a special surprise for you guys. Just for you listeners of our podcast. So take a listen to it. It'd be great. And if you can hold up to the end of the podcast, which won't be too long, you'll be pleasantly surprised. So without any further ado, we're going to hit the news of the week. Okay guys, this week in the news, it's not very much news this week besides the CD coming out. Of course, we all knew that the CD was going to come out. We pre-ordered it, and it's pretty good, pretty awesome. The artwork and everything, you've heard our review earlier this week, so I'm not going to go too much into it. But we did get that, and from what I understand, they're looking at over 350,000 copies sold so far, I believe. They did have some tough competition because Tool did come out this week as well, same day, so I think that one beat Pearl Jam, but I think, in my opinion, it's kind of a toss-up between the two albums. But in any event, that's pretty much the news this week. If you have any questions or comments or rumors that you want to send out to us, please do so by sending them to givintocast@grandicom.net, and we'll try to get them up on here for you. And that's the news this week. Okay guys, this week's Song of the Week is Last Exit. It's going to be coming from the bonus CD that we got from our pre-order CD from the 1992 New Year's Eve concert in New York City. And here it is, Last Exit.
Or nothing less, grasping hold on, tight and fast. Don't be
Okay, guys, we're going to go over some of the information about our trivia call-out contest. This contest is going to be pretty simple. All you do is send me your name and phone number and be available on Sunday afternoons between 5 and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will be calling random people who send me the information, and I will be asking a hard or easy question. You have a choice between a hard or easy question, and the prize will reflect either choosing the easy or the hard question. Again, if you want to send me your name and phone number, the address is givingthecast@grandecom.net. And good luck, you guys. Hope to hear from most of you guys. We will start this Sunday, so be prepared to buy your phone and be ready for a trivia question. Okay, guys, it's rare song time, and this week's rare song is going to be Leash, again taken from the 1992 New Year's Eve concert. And here it is, you guys, Leash.
Drop the leash, drop the leash, get out of my fucking face.
Okay, guys, it's time to dip into the mailbag, and this week's question and comment comes from Paul, and I don't believe I know where he's from, but his name is Paul, and he writes, I'm a radio guy thinking and wanting to get into podcasting. How difficult or what is required to get your podcast on iTunes? Can anyone do it? I'm a bit ignorant. Thanks, Paul. Well, Paul, not very hard. Just actually just get a couple of softwares. There's a lot of software out there. There's a bunch of sites out there, PC sites that you can just type in how do I do a podcast, and they have a list of different kind of stuff to do it. It's kind of hard and long, intense stuff here. Not too hard to do, but it's just a lot of information to throw out here on a podcast. So if you're interested, I will be sending you the link to that personally, so you can take a look at all that stuff. But it's not really that hard to do, just a little time, as long as what you kind of want to do as far as podcasts. It's a little time required to do it. Get a good editing software. iTunes, to get on iTunes is not very hard. Just submit your your feed, and they will send you back an email in a few days just to let you know if you're accepted, which you most likely will be. And then it's just about spreading out the feed to everybody so everybody can get on it and letting everybody know that you have a podcast. And that's basically it. Just be dedicated, stick with it. It might come off slow at the beginning, but you gain your viewership or your listenership as you go along. And that's about it. If you have any questions, again, give me an email at givingthecast@grandecom.net. Thanks, you guys. Okay, guys, that's the podcast this week. I appreciate you guys taking a listen. Tune in next Friday for episode 12 on May 12th, and we'll get into some new stuff as we go along. If you got a review, if you're going to a concert here coming up next week, please send me your name and what concert you're going to so we can put you on a list, and maybe we can put your review on our podcast. Again, if you want to do that, you can send them to me. Keep them within 5 minutes, and you can send them to me at givingthecast. That's through Skype.com, or you can send me a voicemail again through that as well. Dial in 361-288-1801. Long distance charges do apply if you use the phone number. And I'd appreciate you guys if you could do that. And I know there's something I'm missing. Let's see, I did the song of the week, I did the news, did the trivia information, okay, rare song, mailbag. Oh yeah, a special surprise for you guys. I'm glad you guys took the time to listen to my podcast and listen to the end, because here's a good surprise for you guys. I took the liberty of recording the audio from yesterday's webcast of Pearl Jam playing at the David Letterman show and their full concert. The internet connection didn't kick in until about midway in the Worldwide Suicide, so that's where we're going to start, and you're going to hear it in its entirety. Here it is, you guys, Pearl Jam playing David Letterman and the webcast concert. Thank you much for joining me, you guys. Y'all take care. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. If this feels special to you, it certainly feels special to us. Yeah. And this first one goes like this.
Oh,
All right, I don't know what y'all had to do to get in here tonight, but all we had to do was dedicate our lives to music, stay in a band for 16 years, put out a bunch of records and practice for the last few months, but I somehow feel that whatever you did, it was maybe a little bit harder than that. And I think what we'd like to do is another big thank you in order before we continue, and that is to thank Mr. Dave Letterman and his crew and his family for letting us participate in something we've never done, and to donate this this beautiful playing space in this theater to allow us to communicate some feelings that 3 years ago didn't seem like it was safe or comfortable to do anywhere. Nonetheless, have a broadcast out to large numbers of people, and so really, with all respect, we thank you and thank them for giving us the building and having the courage to do it. Thanks. And this song, this is about psychotropics.
Time.
song's called Marker in the Sand. And by the end, it starts to feel like church, which is actually what this feels like right now. Pentecostal sound back there. Boom, Gasper on the beach. One, two. No more upset morning, no more drying evening. This American dream I am disbelieving. When the gas in my tank feels like money in the bank, wanna blow it all this time. Take me one last ride. This is a little number called Unemployable. McCready. You know, the last song I played, Unemployable, it was one of the first songs that was heard on maybe on the internet, which is where they might have heard it just now too. But it was the interpretation of the lyric was "scared of life," when it's actually "scared alive," and it's quite a big difference. So we've been. We've been waiting for an opportunity to clear that up. And this song could just about be titled the same thing, Scared Alive.
The sun's rays are laying the sun to be applied. Are we getting something out of this old encompassing trip? You can spend your time alone, redigesting past regrets. Oh, well, take it. Thank you.
They'll back us up on this. I think this is the warmest this building has been since the early 60s. Maybe. I didn't write this, but somebody asked me to show this to you. I'm just doing my job. Yeah. This was the cue card they made up for Dave to announce it himself. But... song, but then they said we have some extra time, so we're just going to figure out.
Would you hit me?
Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Sheila. Thanks, everybody here. Thanks, Mattel. We'll see you again, I hope. Thanks to the Strokes for being the Strokes. We'll work on this thing right here, and then we'll see how it turns out next time we meet. Peace. Love. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Dave.
Give it.